Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
The playoff field that started with 448 schools is now down to 112, as we have reached the regional semifinals of the Ohio High School Athletic Association football postseason. All 28 number one seeds are still alive in the playoffs, as well as 11 schools that had to win on the road twice to reach the third round. We welcome you to this week's edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. Thanks for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's regional semifinals. During the first 2 weeks of the playoffs, we sat down with the OHSA staff in Columbus to get caught up on what is new with the football playoffs and Ohio high school sports. In this week's edition, we're on the road in Canton, where we stopped for a visit inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. After that, we'll get reports from around Ohio to set the scene in your region. All 56 regional semifinal games kick off at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. When we come back, we'll go inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel, dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard. You're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for the OHSAA Football State Championships, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Come to Canton and be part of the pinnacle of the high school football season. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets, including special youth football team ticket packages. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the OHSAA and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
At the Ohio High School Athletic Association, our student athletes are going pro at being
coachable,
a good student,
responsible,
dependable,
respectful,
a good student,
dependable,
a good teammate.
Representing my school,
I'm going pro at being
a good student.
Let's go pro at respecting the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
We welcome you to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. Thanks for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's regional semifinals. During the first 2 weeks of the playoffs, we sat down with the OHSAA staff in Columbus to get caught up on what is new with the football playoffs and Ohio high school sports. In this week's edition, we're on the road in Canton, where we stopped for a visit inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. After that, we'll get reports from around Ohio to set the scene in your region. All 56 regional semifinal games kick off at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. When we come back, we'll go inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel, dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. Snatching the game? Reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA. Wear a piece of history.
For the players on the court, cheerleaders on the sideline, and fans in the stands, Varsity Brands is a national leader in team athletic gear, school spirit, and championship memorabilia. Recognized and endorsed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Varsity Brands partners with schools, coaches, and students to build school pride and student engagement. Visit varsitybrands.com for more information. Varsity Brands, elevating student experiences.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. Earlier this week, we spent some time in Northeast Ohio and stopped by at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. Ohio high school football fans know that it's located right next door to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, which hosts the OHSAA State Championship Games. Here's our visit with Relations and Wellness Director at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Jeff Shreve.
Always a busy time here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and as we talk to Jeff Shreve, it's a busy day when we talk this afternoon. There's a lot going on here, Jeff. Number one, just give us kind of a rundown. What's it like every day here at the Hall of Fame?
Well, it's all about football, obviously, preserving the history of the game and honoring the greatest of the game as part of our mission statement. So, depending on the day, you know, we have tour buses come in. We have a lot of students come in from schools, second graders on through high school. Football teams come through on their way. We have a lot of teams that we have the Cleveland Browns nearby. If the Browns are playing a particular team, you'll see their fans around during that time. Even during the baseball playoffs, when the Yankees were playing the Guardians, there were a lot of New York Jet fans here. So it's different, but it's busy every day.
The relationship with high school football is so big for the Hall of Fame as well, too. We're standing in front right now of the high school honor roll wall right here, which is always a great thing for people to see when they come here. Jeff, talk to us about that and what that means and how important that relationship is.
Well, again, all players played somewhere, right? They all came up through the high school ranks, through the college ranks, and then obviously through the NFL and became Hall of Famers. So we wanted to honor that all the way back. And so this particular exhibit is a gold football is presented. If a player plays in a Super Bowl, they get to, you know, they want to honor their school. So, we try to connect it all the way up through high school. High school football is so huge in Ohio, and it makes a lot of sense to us here being from Canton.
The relationship with the Ohio High School Athletic Association, state championships, come back here again. How special was that for the Pro Football Hall of Fame as well?
Well, we think, first of all, that Benson Stadium is a great venue for that event, and it's literally right up against the building. If you've never been to the Hall of Fame, we can walk out the back door and we're in the stadium. So the connection makes a lot of sense. And then the players get a chance to come through the museum and all of their fans and some of these teams, it's all community-based, right? So they're all here. They get a chance to experience the hall while they're here. So the connection is obvious, and we really love it.
That's one of the great things I've noticed in my trips up here to call these games, the relationship not only Pro Football Hall of Fame has with the high school football championships, but Stark County as well. This is a football hotbed. People love the game up here, don't they?
They do. And, all you have to do is look at the Maslin-McKinley game, which is one of the biggest games in the entire country at the level of high school. So yeah, high school football has been huge, and it's all ingrained, and most of the people that work here are from Canton or from near here, and so it's kind of all in our DNA.
There's also an interesting thing, Jeff, that's underway now too, the residency project. Talk to me about that. What does that entail?
Well, we call it residency. It's similar to what you see in Las Vegas, where Garth Brooks or Celine Dion has a residency. And so we thought, let's bring back the Hall of Famers when it's not enshrinement week. We get over 100 come back. There are 180 living Hall of Famers, and well over 100 come back during enshrinement week, but let's bring them back one-on-one. Canton is their second home. Let's get them in town and have them visit students, first responders, churches, wherever they want to be, and be here in the hall, so that if you come here as a guest of the hall, you never know who's going to be walking around. And we talk about the OHSAA, we have a resident coming in during that weekend. DeMarcus Ware from the class of 2023 will be here. He's very anxious to see the championships, meet with the players, meet with the fans. He'll be at the hall and he'll be on the field. He'll be in the suites at the stadium. So we're really excited about sharing our Hall of Famer with all the fans that come in.
And that's one of the great things too. You'll never know who you walk into in here, will you?
No, you don't. And it's not, you know, usually they have a gold jacket on, but not always. But yeah, when they're here, they want to be out in the hall. They love to meet the fans and the museum patrons that come in.
Many moments that we have, Jeff. Another great thing going on right now, the Heart of a Hall of Famer. That's an interesting thing that's going on as well, too.
Yeah, that's we've been doing that for quite a while. And the Heart of a Hall of Famer is our opportunity to have a Hall of Famer sit down and talk to high school students about their journey and character and all of the things that they've learned through football. And in fact, this very day, we have one going on in Colorado. Warren Sapp, who is on the coaching staff with Deion Sanders at the University of Colorado, is sitting down with the students. There's usually about 300 students actually physically in the building, and then they webcast it, and other schools have an opportunity to share in that as well. We're really proud of that program.
And as we wrap up, Jeff, a lot going on around the Hall of Fame as well, to this area continually. There's a lot going on, the improvements and so much and so forth. When the fans come up here in December, there's a lot to see along with the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's a growing, the Hall of Fame village, and it's growing and building around us as well. There's restaurants popping up, and it's a project that we're awfully all proud of. And if you came here 3 months ago, you're right, you probably wouldn't recognize it when you come back.
Come to the Hall of Fame. Great place to watch high school football in December and also to see the history of the great game of football. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll hear from broadcasters around Ohio. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for the OHSAA Football State Championships, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Come to Canton and be part of the pinnacle of the high school football season. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets, including special youth football team ticket packages. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the OHSAA and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Ohio Health Sports Medicine is proud to keep student-athletes healthy and in the game, and is the official sports medicine partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Serving Ohio since 1891, Ohio Health medical experts are now available in 47 counties and help keep athletes ready to compete and active adults on the road to healthy living. Log on to ohiohealth.com or call 614-566-GAME anytime. Ohio Health, elite care for every athlete. Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now it's time to break down the regional semifinals across Ohio as we get reports from across the state from broadcasters. We'll start, first of all, with the OHSAA Radio Network's Chris Solwicki with a report on North Central Ohio.
Thanks very much, Marty. This week in North Central Ohio regional semis, we look first to Region 23, Division 6, and number 2, Galleon Northmore, 12-0 against number 3, West Lafayette Ridgewood at 11-1. They're playing at Newark White Field. For Northmore, this is their 7th playoff appearance, all in a row, and they are 4-7 in the playoffs. Northmore has scored 476 points this season. That averages to be about 39.67 points per game. Contrast that with their points allowed, 86. That's only 7.16 points per game. These guys are balanced on both sides of the ball. Ridgewood has been to the playoffs 18 times, 6 in a row, 9 out of the last 10 years. They're 14-18 during those appearances, and their offense, nothing to sneeze at, scoring 436 points in 12 games. That's 36.33 points per game, and their D has surrendered 134 points, which is 11.67 points a game. This looks to be as close as possible on paper. Also, in Division 4, Region 14, it's number 2 Shelby, 12-0, versus number 3 Ontario, 11-1. They're going to square off at Mansfield-Arlen Field. The Shelby Whippets have been to the playoffs 5 consecutive times and have made 11 total appearances, as well earning a spot in the 2017 state semifinals. The theme of balance holds true with the Whippets as well, as they've scored 451 points on the season. That's 37.58 points per game. They've allowed only 163 points, or 13.58 points per game. Ontario has been to the playoffs 4 times, and this is a repeat performance from 1 year ago. They're 4-4 in the playoffs. The Warriors have scored 456 points this season, averaging 38 points a game, surrendered only 178 points this season, or 14.83 points per game. The Warriors and Whippets played in the regular season, with Shelby emerging victorious 50-36 on October 18th, handing Ontario their only loss of the season. Get out and watch a game this weekend. It's going to be great for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show. I'm Chris Solecki.
Now we go to Spectrum and the OHSA Radio Network's Ryan Cavanaugh for a report on the Cleveland area.
We start Division 1, Region 1, where St. Edward calls home. They are the 3-time defending state champs. They've got a tough matchup against Perrysburg and the number one team in the state. The Mentor Cardinals, led by Scotty Fox, the West Virginia quarterback commit, takes on a streaking and rolling Canton McKinley Bulldogs. Now, Division 2 is where it really gets exciting. Region 5, you've got Hoban. We know what to expect from them. They're still might be the most talented team in the state. They have a tough matchup against Nordonia, who's won 4 in a row. And on the other side, Walsh, Jesuit, Keller Moten, their quarterback. They not only knocked off Hoban, but they're undefeated. And they've got a good matchup against Fitch. Of course, Region 6 of Division 2, 4 teams remaining. Combined record of 47-1. That's ridiculous. And, of course, we got to mention Massillon in Region 7 of Division 2, state champs. They are alive and doing very well. Division 3, a lot of people think Ursuline from the Youngstown area is primed to win the state championship, but they got to get past perennial playoff contender Aurora. And then the 10 wins in a row, CVCA take on the Cooper Pantech high-flying Gilmore Academy Lancers. Region 10 of Division 3 brings maybe the best running back matchup. You've got Chris Maloney from Benedictine taking on Rod Love from Padua, and Division 4 state champs Glenville try to continue the path to defend their state championship. They've got a big matchup against Lake Catholic. Thanks, Marty. Talk to you next week.
Now we hear from Mark Williams at WNXT Radio in Portsmouth with the Southern Ohio Report.
There are 3 teams from Southern Ohio that remain as we advance to the regional semifinal round of the OHSAA state football playoffs. 2 of the squads are perennial powers making another deep run, while the 3rd is an upstart and perhaps Southern Ohio's best-kept secret. Perennial power Wheelersburg has shaken off an 0-3 start to the season and is riding a 6-game winning streak into Friday night showdown with West Muskingum. The Pirates have won 8 of 9 and, as usual, are playing their best football in November. The 14-seeded Pirates have embraced the underdog role in sweeping Belmont County, first Barnesville, then Union Local, leading up to their first-ever matchup with the Tornadoes Friday night from Joe Burrow Stadium in the Plains. Additional perennial power Ironton has been a juggernaut all season at taking the top spot in Division 5, Region 19. The Fighting Tigers have rolled through the first 2 rounds with huge wins over Worthington Christian and Portsmouth. Ironton will hook up with Harvest Prep and will have revenge on its mind after HP finally cleared the Ironton hurdle last season, ending the Fighting Tigers season. The two will face off at Raediger Field in Waverly on Friday night. And finally, in Division 7, the Eastern Pike Eagles will put an undefeated season on the line as they tangle with Conotton Valley Friday at Heath. The Eagles are, pardon the pun, a high-flying team that can score almost at will and have scored over 40 points in 6 games this season, eclipsing 50 points once and even hanging 70 on an opponent earlier in the year. For the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show, I'm Mark Williams from WNXT Radio in Portsmouth.
And we wrap things up with Ryan Baker from Columbus's WBNS 97.1 The Fan with a Central Ohio report.
Thank you, Marty. 13 teams from Central Ohio remain for the regional semifinal weekend. Let's start off with the Cinderella story in Division 1, Region 2. Dublin Kaufman is the 14 seed, and they topped Lebanon 56-20 last week to set up a matchup with the number 2 seed Centerville Elks at Springfield Friday night. The Shamrocks have scored 105 points in their two playoff games, and quarterback Amari Valerio Hudson has accounted for 14 touchdowns. Hilliard-Davidson, they're the number 5 seed in Region 2. They take on the 8 seed Huber Heights Wayne at Miami Trace this week. We have a huge rematch in Division 1, Region 3. Olentangy Liberty is the 1 seed, and they take on 5th seeded Upper Arlington. These two matched up in Week 7, and UA won an instant classic 31-28. This one's going down at Westerville Central High School. Also in Region 3, we have a 6-7 matchup as Olentangy Berlin takes on Pickerington North at DeSales. In Division 2, Region 7, the top seed is Big Walnut, and they have a date with undefeated Ashland up at Marion Harding this week. Nolan Burley, the sophomore running back for Big Walnut, rushed for 293 yards and 3 scores last week, and that ground game will be key to keep the high-powered Arrows offense off the field. Also in Region 7, Taze Valley is the 7th seed. They've got a big one in Zanesville against the 3 seed Massillon Washington. Bishop Watterson is the top seed in Division 3, Region 11. They've outscored their two playoff opponents 78-7 so far. They take on 4th seeded Licking Valley, who beat Bloom Carroll last week at Licking Heights. And in Division 5, Region 19, number 4 Harvest Prep squares off with the top seed Ironton in Waverly. One of these two schools has been the Region 19 champ the past 5 seasons. For High School Football Overtime on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, I'm Ryan Baker.
That'll do it for a look at this week's regional semifinal playoff games. Let's step aside for these messages from the OHSAA. And when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
You practice hard. You play hard. You're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for the OHSAA Football State Championships, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Come to Canton and be part of the pinnacle of the high school football season. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets, including special youth football team ticket packages. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the OHSAA and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
At the Ohio High School Athletic Association, our student athletes are going pro at being
coachable,
a good student,
responsible,
dependable,
respectful,
a good student,
dependable,
a good teammate.
Representing my school,
I'm going pro at being
a good student.
Let's go pro at respecting the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets, and that includes a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club during and after every game. New this year, there is also a youth football team ticket package for a game on Friday or Saturday in Canton. Spectrum News One is the official television partner of the OHSAA and will televise 3 second-round games. Northern Ohio gets the Canton-McKinley Mentor Showdown. In Central Ohio, it's Upper Arlington and Olentangy Liberty. And in Southwest Ohio, Princeton takes on Archbishop Moeller. In addition to those 3 TV games, Spectrum will have 12 more games streamed online at OHSAA.tv. Check OHSAA.org for details. In our next playoff preview show, we'll go inside the regional final pairings. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Production and technical assistance provided by Yamo Media and Adam Dell. Thanks for being with us for this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.